North Carolina Real Estate Headlines. Mecklenburg County launches property record card search tool for NC real estate pros. Mecklenburg County has made property record cards searchable through an online portal hosted by Spatial Est. Real estate professionals in NC can quickly access official property records, ownership history, and parcel details to support transactions and due diligence in the Charlotte market. Bookmark the Mecklenburg Property Search Portal for instant access to county record cards during client engagements. North Carolina Real Estate Headlines. NC Property Records Search Tool centralizes owner info, deeds, and permits. PropertyChecker.com has launched a North Carolina-specific portal for searching property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in NC can streamline due diligence and client research without navigating fragmented county systems. Bookmark ht.northcarolina.propertychecker.com/ for quick access to unified NC property records. North Carolina Real Estate Headlines. NC Assessors Portal. One-stop access to parcel, tax, and GIS data for all 100 counties. North Carolina Assessors is a centralized portal that links to every county's online parcel, tax digest, and GIS data, searchable by owner name, address, parcel number, legal description, or account number, with tools for sales comparables and local assessor contacts. Real estate professionals can quickly access property assessment records, sales comparables, and exemption details across all 100 NC counties to support valuations, transactions, and client advisory work. Bookmark htpublic.net/NCAncassessors for instant access to county-level tax and parcel data statewide. North Carolina Real Estate Headlines. Average NC Real Estate Commission Rate. What pros should know? HomeLight breaks down the average North Carolina real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay realtors to sell a house. Understanding typical commission structures helps NC agents communicate value, set competitive expectations, and guide clients on retaining proceeds. Review the full commission breakdown at class.w.homelight.com/blog/average-real-estate-commission-rate-North-Carolina/. North Carolina Real Estate Headlines. Wake County Tax Administration Portal, essential tools for NC real estate pros. Wake County's Tax Administration website allows users to search real estate and property tax bills, pay online, file business listings and gross receipts sales, find foreclosures, learn about listing and appraisal methods, appeals and tax relief, and view statistics, parcel data, and tax bill files. NC real estate professionals can access critical property tax data, foreclosure listings, and parcel information to inform client decisions and streamline transactions in one of the state's largest markets. Bookmark http://wake.gov/departments/tax-administration for quick access to tax bills, parcel data, and foreclosure listings in Wake County. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. NC Facility Management Division outlines process for using public buildings and grounds. The North Carolina Department of Administration has published requirements and the application process for using public buildings or grounds. Real estate professionals involved in public-private developments, special events, or temporary use agreements should understand these protocols when engaging with state-owned properties. Review the full requirements at https://wdoa.nc.gov/division/facility-management/using-public-grounds before pursuing any use of public facilities. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. Lincoln County Building Permit Data available online for NC Real Estate Pros. Lincoln County, NC maintains an online repository of building permit data accessible through its county government website. Building permit trends signal residential and commercial development activity, helping NC real estate professionals anticipate inventory changes and price pressure in Lincoln County. Review current permit volumes at lincolncountync.gov. 809's building dash permit data to inform local market positioning. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. NC Land Records Management Section aids county modernization efforts. The Secretary of State's Land Records Management Section provides technical assistance to local governments for indexing, electronically accessing, and computerizing vital land records and large-scale county maps involved in real property transactions. Real estate professionals depend on accurate, accessible land records for title searches, due diligence, and smooth closings, making county modernization efforts directly relevant to transaction efficiency and reliability. Learn how your county can access technical assistance at www.sosnc.gov/divisions/land records. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. NC Department of Revenue publishes complete county assessor directory. The North Carolina County Assessor's List provides the name, address, and phone number of every assessor in the state. Real estate professionals across NC need direct assessor contacts for property tax appeals, valuation disputes, and transaction due diligence. Bookmark the official directory to quickly locate any county assessor in North Carolina. ht://www.dor.gov/taxes/forms/property-tax/North Carolina-County-Assessors List. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. NC's 100 counties manage property tax across 3,500 to 220,000 parcels. North Carolina's 100 counties vary significantly in size from 3,500 parcels to 220,000 parcels and operate under the county manager form of government for property tax administration. Real estate professionals need to understand the scale and governance structure of county property tax offices to navigate transactions efficiently across diverse local jurisdictions. Review county-specific parcel volumes and administrative structures at the NCDOR resource page. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. NC State Property Office oversees agency transactions across North Carolina. The North Carolina State Property Office manages state property transactions on behalf of state agencies. Real estate professionals in NC may encounter state-owned parcels in deals, leases, or development projects requiring coordination with this office. Review the State Property Office's role and processes at tles/eoa.nc.gov/division/state property before engaging with state-owned assets. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. NC commission rates edge below national average, new survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local agents found North Carolina's average real estate commission at 5.53%, below the national average of 5.70%. For North Carolina real estate professionals, this data point offers valuable context for commission discussions and competitive positioning in local markets. Review the full survey findings at https://withclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/North Carolina to benchmark your own commission structure. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. New online directory puts North Carolina public records at your fingertips. A centralized online directory for North Carolina public records is now available. Real estate professionals can streamline due diligence by quickly accessing property records, ownership history, and other public documents essential for transactions. Bookmark https://publicrecords.netronline.com/nc for faster public records research on your next NC deal. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. PermitFlow launches NC building permit resources to streamline local approvals. PermitFlow has introduced resources designed to guide users through North Carolina's building permit process for a smoother experience. For NC real estate professionals, faster and more predictable permitting can shorten deal timelines and reduce project delays. Review PermitFlow's NC-specific guidance at the link below to see how it fits your workflow. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable. A Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies raised environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most NC jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comp 60 days before. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule: the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.